Hi, friend. This is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, the podcast where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. We're in the Old Testament now. We jump back and forth between the Old and the New, and we're in the book of Jeremiah. Just finished up Jeremiah 29, so now we are on Jeremiah chapter 30, verses 1 through 11 in the World English Bible, and this is what it says. The word that came to Jeremiah from Yahweh, saying, Yahweh, the God of Israel, says, write all the words that I have spoken to you in a book. For behold, the days come, says Yahweh, that I will reverse the captivity of my people Israel and Judah, says Yahweh. I will cause them to return to the land that I gave to their fathers, and they will possess it. These are the words that Yahweh spoke concerning Israel and concerning Judah. For Yahweh says, we have heard a voice of trembling, a voice of fear and not of peace. Ask now and see whether a man travails with child. Why do I see every man with his hands on his waist as a woman in travail? And all faces are turned pale. Alas, for that day is great, so that none is like it. It is even the time of Jacob's trouble, but he will not be saved out of it. It will come to pass in that day, says Yahweh of armies, that I will break his yoke off from his neck, from your neck, and will burst your bonds. Strangers will no more make them their bond servants, but they will serve Yahweh their God and David their king, whom I will raise up to them. Therefore, don't be afraid, O Jacob, my servant, says Yahweh. Don't be dismayed, Israel, for behold, I will save you from afar and save your offspring from the land of their captivity. Jacob will return and will be quiet and at ease. No one will make him afraid. For I am with you, says Yahweh, to save you. For I will make a full end of all the nations where I have scattered you, but I will not make a full end of you. But I will correct you in measure and will in no way leave you unpunished. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, thank you for this hint of hope. We've been reading through Jeremiah, and it's all about exile, exile, exile. Worshiping other gods, going into exile for a long, long time. Nebuchadnezzar. So we hear all of this, and it's because of idol worship. It's because of not taking care of the poor and the marginalized in their midst. It's because they worshiped so many other things other than you, Lord. But here we see a snippet of light from the prophet Jeremiah where he says, this will not be forever, that there is an exile that will end, that they will come back to the promised land, the place that they were given, and they will dwell in that land and they will live in safety again. And this is a huge, beautiful projection into the future. It's a picture of our own hope as Christ followers. We are exiled on this earth. And while we are here on this earth, you said, Jesus, that we will have trouble. But you said, take heart that you overcome the world. We need your perfect kind of peace to endure the kind of situations we're in this Babylon that we're living in. But there will be a day after we have given our final breath. There will be a day where everything will be perfect. Our tears will be wiped away, and all of the pain and agony and grief that we have experienced on this earth will have solace finally. We'll be made right and made pure. And all that longing that I've been having of, I don't want to be sinful anymore. I'm tired of carrying all of this around. Lord, we will have new bodies, and we will be living for you for eternity, and it will be beautiful, and it will be artistic, and it will be fantastic. But in the meantime, Lord, we're not there yet. We're still in exile. So I pray for my friends who are bearing the burden of exile in broken relationships, broken marriages, infidelity, spousal abuse, child abuse, substance abuse. So much abuse is going on, mental health disorders that are crippling people, diagnoses that are hard to hear and harder to endure, loved ones passing away. We're just bearing the burden of a lot of things right now, Lord, financial insecurity or financial ruin. Lord, we need you in this exile. We need to, as we're planting gardens and building houses exiled on earth, we need to know you're with us. We need your presence. We need your strength. We need your light in the midst of the darkness. Would you shed it on us today? Would you show us that you see us, that you're the God who sees Elroy, who sees each and every one of the people I'm praying for today? You take notice. You love. You do good things. Help us to open our eyes to the good things that you're doing. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for praying. Well, I guess you were praying alongside of me. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. Today's podcast is brought to you by Kelly Jo Wilson. And here's my question for you. Have you had your faith shaken during a tragedy or during any grief that you've experienced? You can listen to the Eyewitness podcast, where Kelly Jo Wilson talks with Jenny Levitt about the sudden death of her 17-year-old son. The Levitt family is no stranger to difficult times, and Jenny shares how God's peace helped her when her faith was very much tested. You're going to find encouragement and resources to help when your faith is rocked during those challenging moments of life. You can listen to this Eyewitness episode at Kelly Jo Wilson. It's J-O, kellyjowilson.com/shakenfaith. Again, that's kellyjowilson.com/shakenfaith to listen to the Eyewitness podcast. I pray it's a blessing to you. And Kelly, thanks so much. Kelly Jo, thanks so much for sponsoring Pray Every Day.